hardest problem as a word. Are we waiting anyone or should I start? Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna talk about solving two-dimensional irregular cutting stock problem, also known as nesting problem. Normally, when the pieces are non-convex, meaning more complex, then it's called nesting problem. This is more general form of the actual problem. And what we gonna do, I'm first tell the original assignment of this work, then define the actual problem, and then talk about something about the methods, how to solve this kind of problem. And so some results and talk about future prospects. Okay. So the original assignment was provide automated solution for two-dimensional cutting stock problem to be used within Patria's fiber cutter in the manufacturing process of vehicle coatings. And yeah, that's pretty much it. And this is equal to nesting problem. So I'll go define the actual problem, not yet obviously, because I'm first tell about what's been done. I start with my master thesis about computational geometry of nesting problem, where computational geometry refers to, it's a field of algorithmic development for geometric problems solved with computers. So in my thesis, I go through some basic algorithms for which are pretty much required for solving the actual problem. So what was done? First was done based on my thesis, library of geometric algorithms. And later on, with help of those, we could do so-called nester to solve this two-dimensional irregular cutting stock problem. Well, from irregular, we could actually put IR to brackets, since the current version of the actual program is not capable of handling all the irregular pieces. So most complex ones still need some work to do. And it's been one of the biggest challenges considering the solving of this problem. So what is nesting problem? We are given rectangle as container, and then we are given stack of pieces which should not overlap each other. And we should place them inside this container, which in our industrial case is roll of fiber, and height of this container is kind of infinite or really long. And that's why we want to minimize the height of container needed to nest all pieces. Nesting means placing those pieces to be cut out of this material. Well, there is one sample picture of it. Well, this is pretty much a perfect nest. I mean, there ain't no any holes between these pieces. And these are the pieces used my own example case. So they had this kind of perfect nest which existed, which is, it has 1% fill. There is no space, and this is the height of the container used to nest those pieces. You can't do it any better than in this picture for those pieces. Well, about methods, how to solve this one. It's pretty much two phases or categories how you do this. One is how to find suitable positions between pieces so they don't actually overlap each other. And once we can do that, we can optimize the actual nesting order when the pieces are given as ordered list, if you can find the order which gives best results using these methods, how we actually position them. So these are the two main categories to solve one. About the first one, how to find those positions. One could use orbiting method, which is quite an old method to do this or solve this problem. And you can think it like orbiting P other object around the other object. So you get some kind of environment where you could place the other piece so they don't overlap. Downsides with this obviously is it might miss holes, or when the second piece can't actually slide in to some caves of other object. I'll show a picture later about that. Then there is a quite a new method called using phi functions, which calculates Euclidean distance between two objects. I don't know that much about this method, but it's quite a new one, and there haven't been many implementations of algorithm of using this method, but the few there are have been promising to my understanding, but I'm not so familiar with this one. The one we actually used was so-called no-fit polygon, referred as NFP. And for this tool, there is many algorithms provided which are actually robust, meaning they can handle those complex pieces, and they can handle cases which, for example, orbiting method can. In general idea, NFP is pretty much like orbiting method, but some additional features how it's actually calculated. Well, there is a picture with two simple polygons which provide us with NFP when object B goes around object A. Well, with these pieces, this is of course exactly the same as the orbiting method, but I'll show you another picture where it goes a bit different. Not yet though. So about no-fit polygon, as I said, it can handle interlocking positions, which are often most desired in generating good quality layouts. You can think of this like when you are doing classical puzzle, where the pieces are like curvy edges, you can't actually slide them in so they form the whole puzzle picture. You have to place them there. So this is what no-fit polygon can do, which orbiting method can't do, as I mentioned. It's really simple and computationally fast for easy pieces, meaning convex ones. So when the pieces are actually easy, the algorithm is really fast to compute. Well, as I mentioned, it's hard to implement for complex pieces. This mostly refers to like methods, what you need to do after you calculate actual no-fit polygon. Often the result is multiple times self-crossing polygon, which ain't mathematically a polygon. It needs some refining to do so you get the actual information out of it, which you can use for the placement. Here is one example of what no-fit polygon can do, which orbiting method can do. So here are our two pieces, very simple looking ones, but here is also one degenerate case which is difficult to handle. Obviously, this piece could fit over this hole here. So NFP, after generation, looks like this polygon-like object over here with the additional dot inside it. So the name no-fit polygon is maybe a bit misleading, because I don't know, can you call this object a polygon since it has some little extra dot inside it? It's not only this boundary, where this dot of course means when you place this corner over here and you could actually nest it inside this other piece, which is obviously the best way to do it in this simple case with only two example polygons. Well, once we can do this nesting or solve the positions between objects, when the pieces are given as ordered list, obviously different orders give different solutions. So we could apply, for example, genetic algorithm to optimize the axial nesting order. Should it be genetic algorithm or some other algorithm? I haven't really gotten into that on my research. But I used an algorithm which was used for traveling salesman problem, which is a bit similar to this one as an optimization problem, except that this is actually a bit more complex. And well, anyway, I used one used for traveling salesman problem, and here is one example result. Over this was a population of 10 initial nests, and 2,000 iterations were made, and most of the random solutions, if you just take a random order and try to check out what you get, they fall under 70% fill. And as we can see from this example, we got to 80% fill quite fast. And probably the optimization algorithm is nowhere near the best which can be used to solve this actual problem. And here is an example picture how well it nested it with this. So this is the result, best we got over this example. It's not as good as the original picture where I saw the perfect one, but it couldn't find it. But that's probably better than I could do if I try to place those pieces myself, which is actually the case with Patria. They are doing it with human by hand. They just track the pieces to be cut to image, and then the machine does the work. But can human do as good job as that algorithm does? No, at least what comes to their results. about future prospects, I'm planning to start my PhD studies on the subject towards automated design in memetic computing. And I'm hoping, if all goes well, that I could use the program and actual nesting problem as a benchmark case for optimization algorithm development. So it would be something familiar to start with. And it might be, again, if all goes well, possible, if we get the things going, there is a Applied Soft Computing magazine special issue about hybrid evolutionary systems for manufacturing processes. So if we could get paper made there, it would be great. And where nesting problem obviously is manufacturing process. So we will see how that will go. Then I only have this reference here because I wanted to mention it. because lately I have been trying to develop the actual algorithm to obtain this no-fit polygon on the non-convex pieces. So this is a bit better method that we initially started with. So I'm hoping I could get better results with this one that I got with the first one I tried. It's based on the same stuff, Minkowski sums, which I also talk about on my master thesis. But this is the what I got here, and if you got any questions to ask, I might try to answer.